Hello everyone, and welcome back to another very informative episode of the Health Insights. And today, we are going to continue our discussion with Dr. Manju Panda.
Amaya Vox, the new perspective.
We welcome you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Tamanna.
Today's topic of discussion is child nutrition disorders and diet therapy. So these days, most parents are complaining that the children do not eat properly, they have a lot of options, they are spoiled for choices, and hence they do not get the real nutrients and a proper meal, because of which they are facing certain nutritional deficiencies. And ma'am, we want you to help us out with proper information and ways to tackle with this problem. So let me put across the very first question to you. How do we define nutrition?
The nutrition is basically a process of taking in food in proper balance amount with considering age-related nutrient in proper desired amount, which are essential for optimal growth, metabolism and repair. Essential nutrients are as adult vitamins, mineral, protein, carbohydrate and fat, because good nutrition is vital for maintaining good health and healthy nation.
All right, ma'am. So, ma'am, next I'd like to know, what are the various kind of nutritional disorders that are commonly seen in children?
The nutrition-related deficiencies or disorders is a very interesting fact that India was number one for a decade 2005 to 2015 in the number of malnourished cases.
That's too much.
The country is housing 50% of undernourished children of the world, whereas urban India is faced with the challenge of overnutrition. So, a healthy diet helps children grow and also prevent obesity and weight-related diseases.
True. So, ma'am, having said that, what are the most common disorders that are caused because of nutrition?
So, common nutritional disorder in child are diabetes, which is because of the obesity, growth-related problems where the child is not achieving the benchmarks, iron deficiency, very common in teenage girls, malabsorption because of the worms, malnutrition, so poverty or not proper nutrition has been given, obesity, again, over nutrition or over diet to the child without considering the nutrition value and protein losses.
So, ma'am, what exactly can we do to avoid nutritional disorders?
Yes, it is very important that we should know the ways to prevent nutrition disorder. So, consider these nutrient-dense food. Proteins is very important because they are a building block for the growth. So, use more of a lean meat, poultries, beans, peas, soya product, unsalted nuts and different seeds. Fruits are essential because they are a primary sources for vitamins and minerals. They boost up immunity. Encourage your child for variety of fresh fruits. Choose fruit as compared to juices. But if you are giving juices, make sure the juices are 100% without added sugars and limit the serving so that we don't overfeed. Vegetables, you know, normally parents has a habit of giving plain starches. So please use the variety of fresh vegetables. Aims to provide a variety of vegetable, including the color combination. So dark green, red, orange, starchy stuff should be there in their diet. Grains, use more of a whole grains. Limit refined grains like white bread, pastas and rice. Dairy product, because that's a primary source for protein and calcium. So encourage your child to eat and drink dairy products such as milk, yogurt, cheese or fortified soya beverages. Make sure there is enough water intake throughout the day because water is an essential element to remove toxins, to make the system move more healthily. That's why it is very important to nourish your child adequately to avoid from any deficiencies or overnutrition.
And ma'am, now moving on to the last question, but a very important one. What is the importance of diet therapy?
There are certain tips for the parents. Be a role model. If you want to adapt your child to healthy food habits, you should play similar way. So as a parent, you also have an effect on your child's physical activity. So make sure that you include physical activity in your daily routine.
Lead by example.
Just get up,
basically.
Move, and show the child how much fun being active can be. They may grow to live it too. You can set a good example by going on a walk or riding bike instead of sitting and watching television or playing video game or surfing on your mobile or on your laptop.
Okay.
Parents are always a role model to child in each and every aspect. So always take care what we are doing in front of child. Try to praise your child. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see that child is adopting a healthy habit, always praise your child to do that or encourage the child.
Okay.
Make sure that the child gets enough sleep. So sleeping pattern or getting up pattern should be regulated. Think about the drinks. So serve more water. Offer low fat or fat-free milk instead of whole milk. Avoid sugars and fruit flavored drinks. Offer more of fresh fruits if serving juice in a small portion. Offer healthy snacks. So along with their meals, snack can help the child to get enough nutrition.
Okay.
Buy or prepare single serving snack for the younger children to help them get just enough to satisfy their hunger. Try to keep healthy food in the house for snacks, like cutting or chopping fresh fruits, sliced apple, oranges, pear or carrots. Whole grain bread served with low fat cheese, favorite spreads and the roasted veggies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables. While picking up healthy snacks from the market, always read the labels to choose the appropriate serving size.
Okay.
Remember that the serving size on nutrition label applies to adult. So the right serving size for most children will probably be smaller than what is on package, depending on child's age, size and activity. Secondly, children of preschool age or youngers can easily choke on food. So be careful with the food that may be hard to chew or the small and round or sticky. Example like hard vegetables or whole grapes or hard chunks of cheese, raisins, nuts, seeds, popcorn. So be careful while selecting. If your child is overweight, aim to limit the child's calorie. And how can we do that? Very simple methods. Added sugar. Just look at the Tetra Pak juices, cold drinks and soda drinks that you can limit added sugars. Saturated and trans fat. Limit the saturated fat. Saturated fat is the fat which solidify at the room temperature. So fat that mainly come from the animal resources such as red meat, poultry, full fat dairy products, etc. Look for the ways for replacing saturated fat with the vegetable or the nut oil, which will provide essential fatty acid as well as vitamin E. Healthier fats are also naturally present in olives, nuts, avocado, and seafood. Very important, limiting trans fat by restricting bakery products or by restricting reused oil. So avoid the food which contains partially hydrogenated oils. Shared food time together. The key word is together. So plan to sit down meal with your children and serve everyone the same thing. Involve your child in planning and preparing meal, because children may be more willing to eat the dishes they help to prepare. Try to limit how much food or beverage your child consume on the go and away from home. That will help you to control the calories, sugars, and fat your child consume. To serve more homemade meals, cook large batches of soup, stew, casseroles, and freeze them in the time or as a time saver for handy tip on quick and easy homemade meals visit. Limit eating at home to specific areas such as the kitchen or dining room. No, never in front of television or while using other electronic screen. By considering the diet therapy, we can avoid over and under nutrition, because if we consider that, we can build up healthy nation, because today's child is tomorrow's youth.
Tomorrow's youth. So basically, ma'am, undernutrition and overnutrition, both are not good, and balance is the key. Feeding the right amount and giving the right nutrients and leading a balanced and healthy diet and lifestyle is the most important thing that parents should strive for. Thank you so much, ma'am, for coming here and sharing such valuable information with us and our listeners.
Thank you so much, Tamanna.
And thank you to all the people who tuned in today and gained some great insights about child nutrition. And I'm sure you have definitely benefited with all the information given to you today. And see you all in the next episode with some new information and a new guest. Till then, that's me, Tamanna, signing off. Thank you.
Amaya Vox. The new perspective.